Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Unfollowed. I'm your host, Noah Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes it feels like the world has this insatiable appetite for our time, energy, and attention. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes, even in the middle of a good book or a delicious meal? Like, come on, universe, give a girl a break. Today, we're diving into something crucial for reclaiming our sanity and focusing on what truly matters. Boundaries. Now, I know what you might be thinking, boundaries sound stuffy, like something from a self-help book, right? But trust me, they're not about building walls or shutting people out. They're more like gentle fences that guide interactions, protect your energy, and ultimately allow for healthy relationships. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the unsung heroes of a fulfilling life. Okay, let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on your boundary-building journey. First up, recognize your worth. Seriously, you deserve to have your time and energy respected. It's easy to fall into the trap of saying yes to everything because we don't want to disappoint people or miss out. But here's a secret. Constantly putting others' needs before your own leads to burnout and resentment. Remember, you can be kind without being doormat material. Second, communication is key. This might seem obvious, but it's so important. Don't expect people to read your mind clearly and calmly communicate your needs and limits. It could be as simple as saying, "I love catching up, but I have a deadline tonight. Can we reschedule?" Third, it's okay to say no. This is probably the hardest part for many of us. But remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about prioritizing your well-being and making space for what truly matters. And honestly, a good no can be more liberating than a whole lot of yeses that leave you feeling drained. Fourth, be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. Be prepared to enforce them consistently, even when it feels uncomfortable. Remember, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Think of it like training a puppy, it takes patience and repetition. And finally, don't be afraid to adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries should evolve too. What worked last year may not work this year. Be flexible, listen to yourself, and make adjustments as needed. You know that feeling when you're at a party surrounded by people, but you just want to escape into a quiet corner with a good book? Ever feel overwhelmed by emails, texts, and social media notifications, even though you're trying to focus on something else? That's a classic example of boundaries being blurred. It's like your inner voice is screaming, "Excuse me, I need some space." Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's constantly taking on extra projects. Her yes button feels glued to the on position, even when she's already stretched thin. She ends up working late nights, neglecting her hobbies, and feeling burnt out. Sound familiar? That's where boundaries come in. By clearly communicating her limits, Sarah could say no to certain projects, prioritize her existing workload, and reclaim her precious time for self-care and passions. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being rigid or shutting people out, it's about creating space for what truly matters, your well-being, your goals, and the relationships that bring you joy. So, how are you going to start building those fences? Think about one area in your life where you need clear boundaries. Maybe it's work, social media, or even family time. Take a moment to identify your needs, then communicate them clearly and confidently. Remember, you're worth it. Remember, listeners, this is just the beginning of your boundary-building journey. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep prioritizing yourself. You've got this. Until next time, stay unfollowed and focus on what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.